How many of you are beginning to understand? You do? How many of you understand emotional redemption? How many of you understand the habit of it? Now, I can talk for a long time on the subject about all of the attitudes and their bodily effect, because it's all chemical, and how becoming chemically burdened by the past is such a monstrous, blinding life. But it is induced every day by every one of you, and for the silliest of reasons. We're going to go to some highlights of this. What is dishonesty? Well, dishonesty is a rather relative term now, isn't it? But let us look at it from that which is termed a master's insight. First, we must remember that the master does not communicate to great lengths with common mind. They don't. They have very little in common with you because you're not at the place to have that sort of mind exchange. So a master would not have to be ever dishonest with you. They just not are in your life. So why do you keep people in your life that you have to be dishonest with? Why do you need dishonesty? Isn't that a great question? Perhaps you never thought of it that way. Why do you need dishonesty? Well, dishonesty, dishonest means that you know better, and knowing better surpasses memory. And if you perpetrate a dishonesty in any way in your life, then you are perpetrating the past, which is connected from the hypothalamus into the pituitary that releases it emotionally in the body. Why do you like being dishonest? Because it's a game you play. Being dishonest allows you to be powerful, but at the same time, fearful. Because you may get caught. That's the fear aspect. The power aspect is that you think you're pulling something over on someone. And that's all chemical. It's an elated, powerful, addictive place. So people are dishonest because of the chemical reaction it gives them. People go out and are very stupid. They walk precipices just for the thrill of nearly dying. The thrill of nearly dying is walking the razor's edge and creating fear, all for chemical release. What is it to almost die and defeat death, but risk your life in stupidity and ignorance? It's for chemicals, isn't it? No master lives that way. No master does. Only a fool. Why? Because a master does not need to create an emotional addiction to fear and dishonesty. Dishonesty means he would have to be linked to his past or her past in order to perpetrate dishonesty. Why wouldn't a master want to be dishonest? Because it links them to their past. And if they are in the past, they are out of the present. And the present is where they find their power, not in the past. So I would say to you, what master would ever think you were worth being dishonest for? None. You're not worth any of that. So why are they so elusive in your life? Because you're not worthy of their presence. And they would rather not have you in their life than have you in their life. They're being honest. You are trouble. You have not the same mind. You thrive off of dishonesty. They are free with truth because they have severed all the past's connections to people, places, things, times, and events. Do you know what happens when you do that? You have a sense of freedom. The pituitary gland in the brain no longer emits informational peptides to cause emotional reaction in the body. You say, well, that seems rather a blandish sort of life. No. In the place of that, the pituitary lives, secretes a hormone that is the immortal hormone. I mean immortal. And where we get peace and joy is that we are free in truth. What are we seeking freedom from? What is truth? The freedom from the past. Everything that binds us to ignorance, stupidity, to act less than the grace of our divine self, and to tie us in for some sort of gain that only gives us emotional pleasure until we dry up and have no more emotions to give. Then we are done for another miserable, wretched life. Listen. Dishonesty is manipulation. And manipulation is self-serving. How is it self-serving? It is chemically self-serving. Walking the edge, almost getting caught, and manipulation. They are all emotional.